Welcome, everyone. I'm Cynthia McClintock, and I'm the Director of Latin American Studies here at George Washington University. And I'm delighted to welcome you to a presentation by His Excellency, President Manuel Zelaya. This is the first time that President Zelaya is speaking at a university here in Washington, and we're absolutely thrilled to welcome him. We would also like to welcome others in the government of Honduras who are here with the President. Patricia Rodas is the Minister of Foreign Affairs. Enrique Reyna, the Ambassador of Honduras to the United States. Carlos Sosa Cuello is the Ambassador of Honduras to the Organization of American States. Enrique Flores Lanza is the Minister to the President. Rebecca Santos is the Finance Minister. Edwin Araque is the President of the Central Bank. And Milton Jimenez is the President of the Bank Commission of Honduras. So we would like to welcome all of these representatives of the Honduran government with us today. At 5 a.m. on June 28th, soldiers burst into President Zelaya's bedroom. They manhandled him at gunpoint, and then they put him on a plane out of the country in his pajamas. Those facts are well known. I think less well known here in the United States is that at the same time as those events were going on, 8 cabinet members were arrested, as was the mayor of the country's second largest city. A curfew was declared that Sunday night. A subsequent emergency decree suspended fundamental rights, and scores of demonstrators were detained. TV stations were closed. The line of succession was not followed. The vice president was not put in place of the president. Accordingly, this was the first coup to occur during Latin America's third wave to last more than a few days. Accordingly, it is very urgent that democracy be restored in Honduras, and I am honored that President Zelaya is with us here today to present his thoughts and his recommendations for a return to democracy in Honduras. As I mentioned, this is a university. We're respectful of diverse viewpoints at a university. So I would ask for a tone of respect here. In the case of any disruption, I'm sorry to have to mention this, but this is university policy, that in the case of disruption that could result in removal and potential sanctions. I would also ask you to turn off your cell phones. This is, I think, de rigueur everywhere now. Turn off your cell phones and any recording devices, please. We will be taking questions. I believe most of you have note cards, and staffers will be coming around to pick up note cards for your questions to President Zelaya. Introducing the president will be our co-host, Mark Weisbrot. He was wonderful and helping to make this event happen, and I'm absolutely delighted that he will be introducing the president. Mark Weisbrot is the co-director for the Center of Economic and Policy Research here in Washington. He holds the PhD from the University of Michigan. He is the author of a 2000 book from University of Chicago Press entitled Social Security, the Phony Crisis. He has written extensively on economic issues in Latin America, in particular the International Monetary Fund, the debt crisis, and most recently he has been very, very insightful in his publications about the coup in Honduras. So, Mark.